Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another week of Changing the Conversation. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we have an amazing show for you today. We have an amazing guest for you today. This is one of those shows, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you want to join us in the Punch Bowl, today is the day. Our guest is just going to blow you away. So if you're listening to the show live and you want to join us in the Punch Bowl, please press 1. If you're listening to the show on your computer and you want to join us in the Punch Bowl, feel free to give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And please press 1 to know that to let us know you want to do a little bit more than just listen. So we're going to get this show started. We're going to bring in our co-hosts. We're going to bring in our guests for today. But as always, before we get too far in the show, we ask you, we invite you to tell a friend, tweet a friend, post it on your Facebook, text a friend, and let them know that we are live with Changing the Conversation. Because if your friends miss out on one of the best interviews that we've had, it's going to be your fault, because you didn't let them know. So let everyone know Changing the Conversation is live on the air right now. So before we get too much further into the show, I'd like to introduce my co-host, A Bottle of You, and A Bottle of You for Me. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Road rash.
What is a road rash?
That's when you're on a road too long and you just drink.
You just sing too long.
Yeah, well, like I said, I took some pictures last night out in front of the MGM and kind of made a play on the casino. And almost went into the casino. I really did. You know, I really thought about going ahead and pull the card out and pull the 20 out. And then I had a picture thought, and I said, well, let me go ahead and just take these pictures and going up the road. I mean, the traffic was so beautifully heavy but flowing. So I would get a chance to kind of really chill in hybrid mode, 55 miles per hour, sit in the middle lane, let everybody drive past, and as they drive past, look at them looking at their telephones or their iPads on Punch TV's website, trying to figure out what Punch TV is all about. On the car, I had Labor Less Day. and I was hoping to really understand what that meant, you know, associating with Punch TV Studios. And it's $1 stock share offering, you know, for the IPO 2.0. So, you know, had that written on the car and just kind of really went all over D.C., all the way up to Aberdeen, and then back home. This was really a trip that we didn't know we were going to take, but it was a very, very fun trip. I think I danced every mile.
Yes, you did.
And sang and made videos that I haven't posted yet. I got so many videos to post, all kind of different songs. It's just amazing. But I had a ball.
And
got a lot of.
But I need you to do something. You got to do something for me. This is a specific, special request. I need you guys to, like, hibernate for a little while, because we're going to need you to get on the road September 27th. We are having the party of the year, okay? The party of the year, celebrity red carpet event, September 27th at Punch TV Studios. And I don't know if you're willing to come all the way out here, but we definitely want a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me to be in the house at Punch TV Studios on the 27th.
We will. Yay.
I'm concerned she made a play on my hybrid by saying hibernation. You know.
Yes, because you have to be there. That's one of the announcements that we have this morning. What we're doing on September 27th is we're opening the doors to Punch TV Studios. Now that we're on the air in Southern California, we're in 16 million homes alone just in Southern California. That doesn't include Columbus, Ohio, Mobile, Alabama, Houston and Beaumont, Texas, Pensacola and Jacksonville, Florida. So in total, we're over 25 million homes. But we launched in Southern California. We're here in Hollywood, all of Southern California, covering from the desert to the sea. And so now that we're up and we finished that, we said, what do we need now? What do we need now? And you know what? We said, we need a hit show. And so we open the doors on September 27th. Anybody who has a show, an idea, a script, a dream, whatever it is that you have, if you're a writer, producer, actor, director, we're opening the doors on September 27th. And that's 1 week before we close out the IPO. So this is going to be the last push, the last rally. People will be able to see the different sets that we're currently producing on. And we just want you guys to be able to be a part of this event, spend, you know, some time out here with us. It's just going to be a blast, and it's not going to be the same without you.
We're going to be there with bells on.
As soon as I get a chance, this car float, we will be there. I know there's a lot of hurricanes coming. Irma's on the way. And I think she's approaching somewhere around the next week, I believe. So hopefully we can get away from the East Coast before then. Maybe make it to the center of the country around Yellowstone. Any water come that way, it should disappear. It should evaporate pretty quickly. So we just might make it. I think it would take 40 all the way out there this time and kind of cruise through the Grand Canyon a different way this time. And hopefully it won't be snowing.
So the doors are open to you if you decide to make it.
I was just going to say, that was a dirty trick you played on the last time coming out to the West Coast to the Grand Canyon. And you actually had snow out there. I mean, y'all always talk about how warm it is and how y'all don't get no precipitation, no rain, you know, no snow. Well, y'all lied to us.
No, we didn't lie to you. We specifically said it doesn't rain in Southern California. Like, that was it. That was the whole area that we included, Southern California. It doesn't rain in Southern California. So we got you. Come out here. I doubt if we have rain September 27th, but we want, aside from you just being here, all of our listeners, everyone, September 27th, if you have a new idea, a show idea, we're looking actively, aggressively looking for new shows to air on Punch TV Network. So before we bring on today's guest, we are going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Do you Nabuki? I love it. So a bottle of you for me. Who do we have today? Who's joining us in the punch bowl?
Well, we have Ms. Anderson here with us today. She's going to give us plenty of wisdom and lots to look forward to in the future.
We are being joined in the punch bowl by Ms. Anderson. She is the founder of C&A Enterprises. She's the author of Behind My Smile, Every Woman's Worst Nightmare. And we have the honor and the privilege of having Ms. Anderson join us today in the punch bowl. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Ms. Anderson. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I'm doing quite well. How are you guys?
We are excellent, excellent, excellent.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you wonderfully, perfectly. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about you. Tell us about what you have going on, because I am curious about every woman's worst nightmare. That piques my interest. So tell us about you.
Okay, well, my name is Charmin Y. Anderson. I currently reside in Chesapeake, Virginia, but I'm originally from North Carolina, away of Brooklyn. So whenever I tell anybody that I'm from Brooklyn, they never believe me because I have this really, really country tone. However, but when you've been in the country part of North Carolina for so long, you just adapt. So I have this country undertone to my voice that I absolutely love. So, but yeah, I have two kids that are living. My daughter is Constance Anderson. She's 21. And my son, Anthony Anderson, is 18. And I just, one of my major projects that I just did was I wrote a book called Behind My Smile, Every Woman's Worst Nightmare. It took me a long time to be able to write that book. It's very personal to me. It takes a lot for me to even go back and just reread some of the words that I actually wrote in the actual book. So I know that when it was time for me to do my marketing campaign, I had to go back in and take quotes from the book to be able to do my marketing campaign for the book. And it's like I had to call and ask someone to help me because I was crying so hard about that book, because I was like, oh, my goodness, because even sometimes when you write a book and it's personal and the book is completely about you and the things that you've endured in life, it takes a lot to be able to write something like that. Then it takes even more courage to go back and read what you actually wrote. So to give you a little bit of details about Behind My Smile, it talks honestly about me and who I was, who I used to be. So when everybody see me, they always saw the smile, and I always smiled. So a lot of people knew me for my smile, but they never knew exactly what I've been through. They never knew what I had experienced in life. They never understood, I'm not even going to say understood, but I never gave them the opportunity to that insight, that personal side of me. So I always kept people at a bay at a certain extent when it came down to me and some of the things that I've actually endured over my life. So Behind My Smile was written for as me. I, in a way of coming out of the closet to allow people to see me, to see the true me. So it's me getting naked in everything I've been through, and for people can understand who I am as a person. And so I didn't want anybody to see me as a victim. I didn't want anybody to see me as just a survivor, but I wanted everybody to see me as an overcomer, because I stopped surviving once I started writing the book. Because when you use the word survivor, to me, it's like I'm still in the process of trying to figure my way out. But when you move into overcoming means you're strong enough to go back in and reach back in and to help bring my other sister or possibly even brother out of the abyss. So Behind the Smile is based on domestic violence situation. It talks about the loss of my twin girls, and no one ever knew that that I had lost two twin girls because I never talked about it. So I kept everything hidden from anybody, honestly, that was close to me, because I was brought up that whatever goes on in your household, it stays in your household, and nobody needs to know what's happening in your household. So, and that's what I did. So I kept everything together, and then I began to feel as if I wasn't doing due diligence by them, because I kept them a secret and I never really told anybody what happened. I just moved forward. So I never had an opportunity to deal with the hardship of what I had been through. So I was just faking it all the way through. So nobody ever knew what Sharma had been through or what she was continuously fighting, because I only gave people enough of me. So when it came to me being in relationships, I never really knew what that felt like, because I only gave people enough to get by. So I was still in survival mode. I couldn't trust anybody. I didn't understand what love was, and I didn't believe in anything anybody had said, because every time I thought that love was present, it would disappoint me. So I stopped really believing in the sanctity of love and anything that anybody could say that was positive. So I had just built this whole wall around my heart, and I just put myself and my two loving kids in the shell, and this is how I maneuver through life. But whenever you get to a point in your life, you get tired of just being fake. It wells on you. You just get tired of repeating the same steps, and it felt like I was going around in the same circle. I kept coming back to the same place in my life, and I didn't want to keep driving in the same circle. I wanted to be able to walk in a straight path and to be able to see the different things and sights that were there for me to see, but I kept going in this circle. So what I had to do was go all the way back and begin to pull off the layers of my life and begin to start dealing with some things in my life. And that means me going all the way back from in the childhood when I was actually around about 8 years old. So I had to go back and face some things that I wasn't ready to face. And when I wrote Behind My Smile, this is the second version of that book, because the very first one, it came from a very hateful place. So it was some things in it that I needed to say, but I had to get it out. So when I rewrote the book, I wrote it from a place of healing. And it wasn't to the way that I wrote the book, I wrote it as if I'm sitting face-to-face with one of my friends, and we're having an hour conversation. And that hour conversation is about 60 minutes, and the book itself is 60 pages. And so, once again, Behind the Smile, it talks about me being in a domestic violence situation. It talks about me, the reason how I ended up there. It talks about my why I ended up there. And it doesn't unveil the why until later on in the book. And then you begin to understand why I was looking for my bad boy, is what I said in the book, the guy that I guess that would be my protection, not even realizing that the guy that I chose wasn't really there to protect me. He was just there to hurt me.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but let's start with,
okay.
I think that you're very brave. What I hear when I hear you speak is I hear strength in your voice. I hear a lot of strength. I hear a lot of courage. Now, last Wednesday's show, we had another guest who shared her story of domestic violence and how she lost her daughter in a domestic violence situation. And, you know, and I shared a lot of my past, a lot of history, and some of the, you know, marriages. I've been married and divorced twice. And so there are a lot of, you know, I can relate to a lot of the different things that you're saying. But also when I published my book was called And Here's Your Box. And it was from Laid Off to Love and Life. And so it was a journey. And so I understand the journey. I understand exactly what you're saying when you talk about how you were a survivor and you went from being a survivor to being an overcomer. Because I agree, you get to a point where whatever happened to you, it doesn't define you anymore. And so anytime I do a radio show, anytime, you know, when I wrote my book, the one thing that I wanted to do in my book was right, wrong, or indifferent. I wanted to be completely honest. I didn't want to sugarcoat any of the things that happened to me. I didn't even want to sugarcoat some of the decisions and the choices I made, because I believe that everything that I went through was not for me. It was for me to be able to help someone else. So I used all my pain, all my loss, everything that I went through, so that when I'm speaking to people or doing speaking engagements, when somebody says to me, you can never imagine, you know, what it's like to be in a domestic violence situation. Never imagine what it's like to be homeless. Never imagine what it's like to be broke. And I'm like, you know, I can empathize. I can sit in that person's shoes and speak to them and be able to use my pain to be able to save other people from pain. So when I hear you relate what went through you, I hear what happened to you, I hear strength, and I definitely hear someone who has overcome. But let's go back, because where I believe we are right now is a little bit, we're at, you're an overcomer, you overcame, you're here, you are a success story. But let's share whatever it is that you feel comfortable sharing about some of the things that happened to you, so our listeners who are specifically tuned into this show know that if you can overcome this, they can overcome
very
anything.
Very ironic about this book. Once again, this book, this is the second version of this book. So when I wrote the book, I had it all together. But it was written, once again, from a place of hatred. And I blame so many people about for the different things that I had actually went through in my entire life. But then it wasn't until maybe around last year that I began to understand that the journey and everything that I've been through was designed for me to go through, because I understand what my role is. And my role is to go back in, honestly, into a community and to be able to pull back anybody that's going through any type of situation, whether it be, honestly, domestic violence, it could be homelessness, anything, because I'm very big on my community. So it took me a long time to understand why I went through what I went through, and then to understand that I just couldn't live in the world of blaming everyone else for what it is that I really wasn't willing to deal with. The turning point for me is when I stopped lying to myself. I stopped being a fraud to myself. So I'm trying not to get emotional. Oh, my goodness. I took the opportunity to go back in those moments and learn to deal with those moments. And I learned how to deal with them by acknowledging that those moments actually happened, that I wasn't making it up, that it wasn't just something that was I thought about and just automatically. These are real moments that I had just boxed, had put it on shelf and just stored it away. And it was causing so much pain in my future that I couldn't move forward. So it allowed me to keep going in these same circles. But when I took the opportunity to go back in and pull those boxes off the shelf, open it up, and start dealing with the things that were actually inside of the actual book, it gave me the opportunity, I mean, not the book, but inside of the boxes, it gave me an opportunity to begin the proper process of healing. And it was okay for me to allow myself to heal. I didn't want to be one of those people that just wanted to hold on to pain because this is all that I knew. I was cheating myself of life, of what it really felt to live unapologetically. You know, I wanted to live, and I was holding my own self back because I refused to deal with anything that happened in my past. That means I refused to acknowledge that I had been molested. I refused to acknowledge that I lost two girls that would be 17 on the 7th of the day. So my book comes out on the 7th of September in remembrance and in memory of them, you know, because I wanted to let them know that I haven't forgot you. I still think about you every day, even though I never acknowledged them publicly. But with me, they was always with me because they was a part of me. And to be in a situation where you blame yourself constantly, because I keep going back to that day that it went from being okay to, like, this might be the last day I may breathe. It was all over car keys. So I beat myself up so much because I kept going back. If I had just given him the car keys, then maybe my girls would have lived. If I had given him the car keys, then maybe my girls would still be here. Maybe they would still be functioning. Maybe they were out. You know, I would have four kids, I would be able to see them grow up. But I felt like I cheated myself because I refused to give them the car keys. But the flip side of that is that I didn't give him the car keys because he was drunk. So I caught myself being the good steward by protecting his life, and me doing so. I felt as if I offered up the life of my twins, and that's where I was at, and I was stuck there for a long time, a long, long, long time. And once again, this is like 17 years later. I'm now just coming out with my book, so I mean, it's just been brewing and brewing and brewing, and I didn't have what people consider to be like a bad life.
So take me back. You mentioned several times.
Bad life. I had a pretty decent.
Okay. So if you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studio CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and co-host Sharifa Hardy, along with our team in the Punch Bowl, A Bottle of You and A Bottle of You for Me, you will need to listen to the beginning of the show from the archives, because today might be a show that might make you cry. If you are listening to the show on the line and you would like to join us in the Punch Bowl, please press 1. If you are listening to the show on the computer and you like to join us in the Punch Bowl with a question or a comment, or you just simply like to make your voice heard, we welcome you. Join us. Give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And press 1 so we know you like to join us in the Punch Bowl. We do have a caller right now who's jumping in the Punch Bowl and joining the conversation. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. I am excellent. Who do we have on the line?
Regina.
Miss Regina, thank you for joining us. You had a question, you had a comment for us in the Punch Bowl?
Yes, I did. You know, I was listening to Shaman's story. I just wanted, by the way, because I was listening, but it was hard to kind of hear certain through the speaker, so I wasn't sure. It was kind of muffled a little bit. But it was very, enlightening of understanding of, you know, the pain and hurt that a lot of people go through, because I have a dear friend, you know, that's basically going through similar situations, and, you know, a lot of women just don't know how to walk away from the situation. And it's, you know, a woman like Charmin herself, you know, going out and reaching out to others to let them know that, you know, it's okay to walk away, it's okay to move on. And I know it's hard, but it's just, you know, her of being a voice for other women that could basically hear her story, you know, of what she, you know, basically went through. I'm actually reading the her book that's out now, and it's a very touching book, you know, and, you know, having all the listeners come on and basically understand, because it's a very emotional situation, and it's very teary-eyed, because when I was listening, I was kind of choking up myself in regards to
the
circumstances.
You can't help to. I mean, you can't help to hear the pain, hear somebody has lost their children, and the pain in their voice. I mean, and like I said earlier, you know, I've been in certain situations where it has been domestic violence. I've been in you know, married, divorced twice, gone through a lot of things. I've never lost a child, thank God. But I also know, you know, the pain that people feel. And so anytime I hear someone who's going through or has gone through that situation, it just affects me. You know, and I always want to do something. I always want to give a platform. I want to give an opportunity for people to share their story, because I believe that no matter what the worst of what someone has went through, it could be the most horrendous thing ever, but they go through it to protect other people, to say, you know what, I know you think this man loves you, but you keep going back. You keep going back. You keep going back. Let me help you get out of this situation. So we thank you. Stay around. Don't go anywhere. Hang out with us in the Punch Bowl for a little bit. We do have another caller who has a question or a comment from 312 area code. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Hello?
Who do I have on the line? Yes, good morning. Who do I have on the line?
This is LaDonna Ray in Chicago. I am just so proud of Charmin Y. Anderson. And, you know, just to know that she has this story to tell and now it's in a book. And with that being said, it's on Kindle. So there's no excuse why women of America, and especially Black America, can't read this. This story is super, super phenomenal. Charmin, I'm just so proud of you. This is a good read. This is a great read.
Charmin?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much, LaDonna. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you believing in me so much and honestly putting out there where you can actually buy my book. Of course, you can purchase my book from Kindle, or you can actually purchase it from my website, CharminYAnderson.com.
So we have Regina, we have LaDonna in the Punch Bowl. So even when we don't necessarily have Miss Charmin Y. Anderson in the Punch Bowl, we have her team, we have her people. And that's one of the things about, you know, us, is that as women, you know, if we have a really good circle and a good team around us to support us, it makes life that much easier. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break. You ladies hang out here with us, and I'm just going to stop briefly, and we're going to be right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Okay. If you are just now tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation, again, you have to listen to it from the beginning. We have Charmin Y. Anderson, founder of C&A Enterprises and author of Behind My Smile, Every Woman's Worst Nightmare, in the Punch Bowl. It's the second half of the show. We have our callers calling in, callers listening to the show, reading the book, letting you know where you can pick up the book. One of the questions we have, Ms. Anderson, for you that I was asking before the break is you mentioned the guy was drunk and he wanted the car keys, and then you said you lost the twins. So whatever you like to share, I mean, because, again, we have to read the book, we're going to get the book. What happened that you want to share to how you lost your twins?
Okay. Well, what had happened? Well, let me go back just a little bit further in the conversation. So, when I met him, I felt like he was like one of the greatest guys ever. Because he was like my savior. He was my protector. So it was nothing that he wouldn't do for me. But when I began to realize that the tendencies was there, or, you know, people began to warn me about different things that was happening, I would just, you know, joke it off and stuff. And the signs was already there. They had been there for years, and I just did not adhere to what was being told to me. The people that knew what could possibly happen and did not, I just wouldn't listen. I just wasn't going to listen, because in my mind I was in love. So what I did do is when I got into church really, really strong. So I felt like if anybody was going to be able to help me, then God would be that person. So what I did is I got into church really, really strong. I was there every Sunday, Bible study. Whenever the church doors was open, I was there. And so it seemed like things had begun to get better. It seemed like they were getting really, really good, and things were just kind of, beginning to mellow itself out. So I could see, I was beginning to laugh a little bit more. He was home all the time. He wasn't drinking. He wasn't smoking weed. So things really started to get better. And then one night he went out with one of his friends, and then I began to see the decline from there. So what I did do is I went to the church for help. I went to the church for help. I went to and talked to the pastor of the church that I had been going to faithfully for almost a year. And when I went to tell him what was going on, and I was asking him for help without directly asking him for money. I was asking him for help and, like, maybe could y'all tell me what I need to do, or could you provide some type of guidance, or maybe just, like, put us in a hotel until I can get myself together. Now, this is the same church that I've been there for a year, so I've been paying tithes and stuff there faithfully. And his response to me floored me, because he said to me, if I leave, it will be an abomination against God. So that right there stuck with me for years. So I never trusted anybody in the church anymore, because to me, yeah, there was nobody for me. There was nobody I could trust, because, Jesus is, was the way, the truth, and the life. So when you go through something like that, your whole entire life changes immediately, because now everything that you've been taught from a child and up has been questioned. So, and honestly, so my faith in God had really been severed. Like, I didn't have any faith in him whatsoever. I felt like he was non-existent, because this is the guy that I'm under. This is the guy that I believe in, and he wasn't there. So I didn't have anybody. So where was I going to go?
Wow.
I didn't have anybody, so I stayed, and because I stayed, my kids died, and it's still like yesterday. Because even now, it's certain things that I cannot do. Like, I'm really funny about the way I get touched, or being around over the top situation that could possibly go left field. So I'm real mindful about that. Even with like certain rooms, I'm real mindful about how the closet doors and stuff are. I don't play games. I don't play fight. I don't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Sharman, we do have a caller on the line who has a question or a comment. 804 caller, are you on the line? Good morning, caller. Area code 804. Did you have a question or comment? Okay. So, okay. Ms. Charmin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you were telling us, when you wouldn't give him the keys, then you lost your daughters.
Well, I went through something. He ended up jumping on me, and it was like the worst experience of my life. Like it was like the worst. It was almost as if I was in battle with the devil himself. Like he became unrecognizable to me. So the battle that happened that day was one that I've never. I'm still trying to find the words to describe it accurately of what happened that day. And to find out exactly what happened, you would definitely want to have to read the book. I don't want to tell too much about what happened because I really want people to get the book, to read it for themselves, because I don't want to give too much details without really just giving too much information. But I want people to really get the book and just to read it, because it's not a long read, but it's the way that I wrote it. It's as if I'm talking to you face to face, and we're in an hour long conversation.
Okay, so whatever happened that day through the situation, you lost your twin daughters.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and about them.
Can we know
yes,
how
ma'am?
Old your daughters were?
I was 6 months pregnant.
Okay, okay. So we're,
I was six
we,
months
we are
twin girls.
We are speaking today with Ms. Sharman Anderson, founder of CNA Enterprises, the author of Behind My Smile, Every Woman's Worst Nightmare. And one of the main things that I like to point out anytime we do a show on domestic violence, and we mentioned it on last week's show, is that what people always think is that domestic violence only happens to certain people. It only happens to people who are stupid, or people who are poor, or people who, you know, are uneducated. But domestic violence happens to everyone from every walk of life. So does it matter the income? It doesn't matter the occupation. All of these things don't matter. It happens to everyone. So when people get into these situations where they are experiencing domestic violence, it sometimes takes people off guard, because you would think that some people think that this could never and it would never happen to me. You know, sometimes people get married and, you know, they think their husband is so wonderful and, you know, we've been married for 20 years or 30 years and, you know, it's never going to happen. But domestic violence can happen to anyone, any walk of life. So the main thing is, if you are in a situation where you are experiencing domestic violence, if you are experiencing any type of situation, the one thing that we want to let everyone know is that you are not alone. That's the main thing that we want all of our listeners to take out of this episode in this show, is that you are not alone. Don't ever allow anyone to make you feel as if you are alone, because you are not alone. There are people there who care about you. There are people who can help you. We're going to allow our co-host, A Bottle of Youth, to speak to us. Last show, he gave us some wonderful information about, you know, the police and what the police can do to assist us. A Bottle of Youth, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we were speaking from the police.
I didn't hear your full question.
Oh, no, I'm saying in the last episode you mentioned to our audience about some of the things that the police can do or, you know, to reach out to people. You talked about the restraining orders.
Yes, there's protection orders or emergency protection orders. Generally, it starts off as an emergency protection order, which generally, is, if it's on a Friday, it usually goes to Monday. Thereafter, you go to court. The judge at that point can set it from whatever time frame he feels that is necessary for both parties to be apart, to maybe have counseling or something prior to them coming back to court. But at times, judges have done it up to 2 or 3 years where they've kept
Is this
the,
now? Is this now?
Yes.
Is it how it is now? Okay. Because I remember
this
I called the police
one time. What's that, ma'am?
I remember that I called the police one time, and they took me to jail.
I'm not sure what the reason behind it was. I know in 1997, domestic violence laws changed throughout the United States. And at that one point, when police officers came to a house, even with all the mediation courses that they've taken, training that they've taken, Congress at one point felt that somebody should leave the house. Generally, the aggressor, if they can find the aggressor in that particular situation, if they can't, a lot of time they just try to, you know, coach somebody to leave out the house. They can't necessarily make them. A lot of times they do come back and fight, you know, reoccur, you know, and sometimes it's even worse than just fights. Sometimes, you know, you wind up coming back to a scene that's a murder. So, yeah, like Sharif was saying, you know, there is help through the community. I know you went through, you know, churches. You could also go through, you know, the social service programs or, you know, other counselors out in the community that you live in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, the main thing, again, that I would like to stress is that there's always help. There's always a way out. And I'm not saying that to specifically to Charmin. In her situation, I'm not saying she could have gotten help or she should have done anything different. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is for our listeners who may be in any kind of situation that they want to get out of. I mean, if you have to call me at Punch TV Studios. I call the people to get you out of the situation. But don't stay in the situation. Don't allow anyone to abuse you. We do have a caller from 804 area code. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, this is Sean from Richmond. How are you guys?
Fine, fine. Talk to us, Sean. I was trying to get you on the line.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you guys. I'm actually just leaving the meeting, so I was just kind of listening in. And just want to say congratulations, Charmin, on all the work that you're doing. I think it's, you know, I know we've talked before, and your story was just inspiring. And when we actually had a chance to sit down and talk and just really hear about your story, you know, it just really hit home with me. We here just as a volunteer in church and as a nurse, you know, I hear a lot about domestic violence. And over the course of my 25 years as a nurse, I've heard a lot about those type of stories. But, you know, your story was really hit home to me. And as an educator, I always merge in those type of discussions, regardless of what the topic is. You know, I always talk about heart health and I always talk about diabetes, but I always merge in the emotional side of the chronic illness piece. But I always talk about the other pieces of that. Just a class that I just taught, I always talk about suicide prevention, and I always talk about the emotional part of those things and how you feel about yourself and if you find yourself in a bad situation to seek help and how you feel about yourself. And I always put what you're talking about into the minds of people, and I always let them know if you don't want to speak on that in the class setting to pull me aside after the class, because the last thing I want them to do is to leave the class without having any of their need met, whether it's a physical need or an emotional need, because in the facility where we teach, there's a mental health department where we can refer them to. And a lot of times after the class, they will actually pull me aside and say that they're being abused or that they've contemplated suicide. You know, so it's a really real thing. So what you're doing is, you know, stepping outside of the box and telling your story, I think is really awesome. And it needs to be told. A lot of people are hurting out there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sean. And that's what I'm trying to do. I just want to let everybody, I want to let everybody know that they're not alone, and that it's not okay. You know, people downplay it a lot. Like, oh, he just slapped me. No, it's not okay. It's not okay at all to do that at all. It's not okay for anybody to put their hands on you. It's not okay for them to verbally or mentally or physically abuse you in any form, shape, or fashion. But to keep in contact with me, Sean, to find out where I'm moving around at and different speaking engagements that I will be at, definitely follow me on Sharman Y. Anderson on my Facebook as well as my Instagram, so that you can just keep in contact. I would love to hear more about the different things that you're doing down there in Richmond.
Absolutely. And I'm going to try to get a couple of your books, too, just so I can kind of have them on hand, you know, for my classes, too. So I'll get in touch with you about that, too.
Okay, well, they are available on Kindle, and they will be available per my website, which is CharmanYAnderson.com. The launch date is going to be September the 7th. Yeah, so thank you so much. I appreciate your support and the great things that you're doing out in Richmond.
Oh, well, I appreciate you, too. We support each other.
Absolutely.
Yes. We have everyone calling in today. We have Regina in the punch bowl. We have LaDonna in the punch bowl. Yes, we are having an amazing show today. Now, we are approaching the last few minutes of the show, Sharman, and one of the things I do like to do is allow our guests a few minutes to just tell our listeners, if nothing else, what you want for them to take away from this show.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I want for anyone to take away from this show, that I want them to always know that they're not alone. I want them to understand that it's okay to be scared, but you have to be willing to stand up for yourself. A lot of times people ask me all the time, how did I make it through? And I'm still unsure. Like, I still don't have the answer to that. But what I do know is that I didn't just make it through to sit here and watch my fellow friends and sisters and brothers go through what I went through. So I know that my purpose here is to go back in my community and to help save and motivate anybody that is going through something to want to change and get activated inside their community to be able to build a community of movement so that we can prevent things like this from happening. Domestic violence is real. It's less talked about than what it used to be. But I know that October is Domestic Violence Month, but every month to me is Domestic Violence Month because my girls are not here. So I celebrate them and I'm in memory of what they could have been. You know, I never know. But so in my mind, I talk about them all the time and what they could have done and, you know, things that we could have done together as a family. But at the end of the day, I just want anybody to know that feel free if you want to reach out to me or just want to talk, that I'm here to listen and I'm available. The way to reach me is definitely going to be through my website, CharmanYAnderson.com, or just message me on my Facebook page, Charman Y. Anderson, the author, as well. Let's create a movement. Let's create a community of movement where we can go in to our community and make people aware of things and let them know that that this is not okay. We need to let our kids know early on, get them activated early on when they're in the 7th and 8th grade or even smaller, even younger than that, to let them know that this is not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be loving on each other, and hurting people is just not the way. I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity, the platform to be able to speak to and tell my story. Definitely, I go Facebook Live every week, every Wednesday. Also, I want everybody to know that that if you ever need to start a nonprofit or anything of that nature as well, that's what I do full time. I work with nonprofits full time to get them created, activated, and thriving.
Wow, that is amazing. I definitely agree. This is what we need to teach our children. My daughter's 23 now, and I remember telling her early on, never let a man hit you. And she would say, if he hit me, I'm going to hit him right back. And I said, okay, if you hit him right back, get one hit, then leave. But don't sit and go back and forth with violence, hitting each other, because you are not supposed to be in that situation. Don't continue it. So definitely any comments or questions or words from Regina, LaDonna?
Absolutely. Everything that I've heard when she says that you don't have to, stay there and take it, I think that's one of the biggest issues. It's so easy to look at a person and look at the person you used to know. And once they cross that threshold of physical, verbal, emotional abuse, you chase that person they used to be, so you end up staying in the situation longer than you need to. And I just, man, the courage that it took for you to just leave, or be removed or whatever the case may be. I hope that everyone can hold on to a piece of that that's going through it, or someone can hold on to enough of it to teach their daughters, or I'll go even further. I'm a mother of four boys. Someone can go even further to teach their boys not to be abusers.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because I just actually, when we were on the call, I just received a call from a friend of mine, because she just basically left the courthouse. You know, I wish she was able to listen in, but it's coming to an end, and so hopefully she can go into the archives and listen to the story, because it took her, I guess, 3 times, and she finally did an extension on the protective order, which is, 15 days. She said the judge gave her 15 days, but I told her after I finished, the interview of listening, that I was going to call her. But, yes, it's just the same situation, and getting the encourage, because, It's easy, I guess it's easy for one to say leave, but we don't know why they don't leave, because I would always say, why are you putting up with this? I don't understand, but, I guess it's just based on that person.
Yeah, we never know why, but for whatever reason, whatever their why is, some people just simply don't know. So, I say it a million times, you can leave, there's help, you're not alone, get out of the situation. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation. I want to thank you, Ms. Charmin Y. Anderson, for joining us in the Punch Bowl, but to also thank you for your strength, to thank you for your courage, for thank you for using your loss to help someone else, to travel around the country, to travel around the world, to speak to people and be vulnerable enough to share your story so you can save someone else's life.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your company having me. And if there's anything that I may be able to do for you guys in the future, please feel free to just reach out. Once again, I'm all about that community. I'm really all about partnership. So it is my job to get everyone in our community to get activated so we can build and create a community of movement.
Absolutely. We would love for you to join us on the Punch TV Studios social media network, Nabuki, that's NABUKIE.com, Nabuki.com. That's where we are able to stay in touch with the people around us, as well as to stay up to date with any of your speaking engagements, your book. You can add your book to Nabuki, post your book on Nabuki. It's completely free, but it's for all of our supporters and the people who support what we're doing, because we can move forward together as a team, and we love to help people to move forward. That's why we work with people like A Bottle of Youth for Me and A Bottle of Youth, because all of us working together can make a difference in the world. So, again, I want to thank all of our callers, because everybody called in today to bring the love. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me for tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation. If anyone has missed any aspect of this show, please, I encourage you to listen to it in the archives. We will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, September 6th, same time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, on Changing the Conversation. And until then, we are out.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit punchtvstudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.